Carl, big game and a big result for the Rhinos.
Yeah, it was a decent performance, and to put that many points on a great team is it's pleasing. But we don't get too carried away with wins. We've got another big game next week, so I think it's important that you don't start thinking that we're going to be better than what we are. I think we were still a little bit patchy. I don't think we started the game great. I don't think both teams really. A few errors at the start of the game, but once we start to show that skill, and we've got some athletes in our team that finished some good tries, so relatively happy with that. But we've got a big game on Thursday at Wigan, so it's pretty relentless, and we'll have to recover and get ready for that one.
It was a whirlwind start. There were a lot of mistakes around. There was an expectation before the game that this was going to be a big game. Did the lads feel that, or is it just another game for you fellas?
Obviously we focus on performance, and each individual we think about as prep, and both teams want to start the game well, and it's just one of them where it's it got a bit twitchy, and they make an error on kick off, and then we make an error, they make an error, and just couldn't get into the game, the flow of the game. So but once we got into it and we started going set for set, then I think we scored some decent tries in that first half, and built up a decent lead, and then that second half we were pretty ruthless, and back-to-back tries put a bit of distance between us.
Well, one of those back-to-back tries was your try. You left a trail of bodies in your wake. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, it was just obviously Zach had gone, so I was covering a bit of centre-back row, and Callum was at full-back, and I just managed to get the ball, and just tried to go through really, and sometimes they come off for you, and other times they don't. So pleased to get over, but I think as a team you've got to be happy scoring 40 odd points at Saints, and I think as a team performance pretty happy. But as I said, we know we've got a big on Thursday, and it's we've got to back this up.
Everyone talks about the physicality of rugby league, but mentally you seem to be playing big games every week at the minute. Does that make it hard as well, like you said, when you're recovering? Have you just got to switch off sometimes as well?
I think that's what we want in the game, though. I think everybody, the fans, the players, and everybody involved in the game wants these these big games every week, and
we don't have to play in them though.
That's the tough bit with recovering, and the older you get the longer it takes. But as I said, you look forward to these big games. I think there's a great crowd here today, great atmosphere, and hopefully next week at Wigan there's always good games. We always seem to play some decent contests, and I don't think they've got a great record over there, so they come off a loss yesterday, so I think they'll be smarting. So it'll be important that, as I said, we have to back this up, and play with the same attitude, and really consolidate us place at the top.